So, David, what about this KEYNOTE-61 study? There was maybe a sense of disappointment. You can talk a little bit about it. I always kind of find these randomized studies of checkpoint inhibitors a little bit strange because, and there have been papers about endpoints in here because I think a lot of times what we're really looking for is sort of the semi-home run, and you can kind of lose that in the people who don't respond. But anyhow, maybe you can, in light of what Peter was just describing for KEYNOTE-59,
Well, I
talk a
think the
little bit about this
positive.
study.
The positive results, we were very much anxiously awaiting the study because certainly also nivolumab versus best supportive care was positive. So nivolumab versus no treatment was positive. Third line pembrolizumab was positive. So this was now looking at an earlier line, second line, after patients failing first line chemotherapy, pembrolizumab versus paclitaxel and adenocarcinoma of the GE junction and stomach. Patients randomized 1:1. The criticism here, again, is you could argue that the paclitaxel is a suboptimal control arm. And the median survival was not better. There is a late separation of the curves favoring pembrolizumab, but the primary endpoint was not met even in the CPS1 patients. Progression-free survival, the paclitaxel actually did better initially. So pembrolizumab was not superior to paclitaxel, and you could argue that if patients had gotten paclitaxel ramucirumab, the trial might have even favored paclitaxel ramucirumab more. But what you see is this later benefit, that there clearly is a subset of patients that benefit and it's sustained. But to me, this trial makes the argument that we're not ready to use this drug second line in the CPS1 patients, that the standard remains to use it in later line treatment.
Peter?
I just would add that sort of predictive of the results of KEYNOTE-181 was in the actual publication of KEYNOTE-61. They did a post-hoc analysis of CPS10 or higher patients, and there was a dramatic benefit for pembrolizumab versus the taxane. So, I think there may be sort of a trend or a common theme that patients with CPS scores of 10 or higher seem to benefit more from this therapy than just PD-L1 positive
patients. But even in the CPS10 patients, it was a late separation. It wasn't like from day one that pembrolizumab was better. The curve separated at 6 months.
But it separated widely.
At 6 months,
yes.
Not initially.